Welcome Nate to start us off.
Good afternoon. My name is Nate. I'm an alcoholic.
Nate.
My sobriety date is June 25th, 2013. I have a sponsor that I call sometimes. I think he knows that I'm his sponsee. I have a couple of sponsees, and I'm not currently taking anybody through the book, but I am looking. My home group is Creighton, Tuesday night, men's stag. It's a birthday cake meeting, so come by, have some cake, kick it with the boys. I want to thank Amber and Brandon for asking me to speak. It's my first time speaking on a panel at a conference, and it's an honor and a privilege. The topic for the panel is Came to Believe, which is like second step stuff. And I think my like experience, strength, and hope with like 1 through 3 was this idea that I got told when I got in here, which was, I can't, he can, and I'm going to let him. That wasn't difficult for me to understand. I had grown up with faith. My mom was Catholic. My dad was Quaker. I went to both. It was a hassle. I went through the whole First Communion thing and First Penance and all that stuff, CCD, and I never felt any closeness to God through it. It was just my experience. If anything, I sort of rebelled from that. You know, we come to find out that defiance is the outstanding characteristic, and I think my experience with that faith growing up really pushed me away from the idea of God and organized religion and all of that. But on my father's side, doing the Quakerism stuff, it was a lot of searching within and being in the silence. And I was drawn to that. And I think that there were some intervals in my youth where I like felt something, right? Because for me, this idea of God is an experience. It's not something tangible, right? It's not something that can be explained. I like to tell this anecdote about one time I was really hungry and my friends were eating a bunch of sushi, and I was like, that's gross. That's seaweed and raw fish, and I'm never going to eat that. But I hadn't eaten in like 4 hours, and like I'm a big dude, and I was going to die. And so I put a piece of sushi in my mouth and like shut my eyes real tight and chomped it up. Well, sushi is now my favorite meal. It's my favorite thing to eat, right? I had an opinion before I had an experience. And I was real ignorant to how awesome sushi was. And I think sometimes that's people's experience with God and Alcoholics Anonymous. I wanted to tell a couple anecdotes, a little stories. The 12 and 12 sort of lays out 4 different people in step 2. It talks about the belligerent one, the guy who talks about man risen from the primordial ooze, the one single cell organism or whatever. Literature's written better than I can recite it. And then it talks about the person who had faith and lost faith. And it talks about the intellectual. But the last person it talks about is somebody who like had faith the whole time and like believed in God, but didn't quite believe that God believed in them. And I think that's my experience. That's like the person I identify with the most, is that fourth person, where deep down inside me, I had this fundamental idea of God and the miracles at work that were being done in the universe. But I thought that my alcoholism was like my problem, right? I thought it was a matter of like my willpower, and I just can't do this, and I have to get better on my own. And it wasn't until it was explained to me about this being like an illness and being a threefold disease and like the physical compulsion and the mental obsession and that bodily I was different, that I thought maybe this power of the universe could like help me out, right? That could like do something for me with this sickness. And that's where my open-mindedness came in. And we come to find out that like belief isn't enough, right? We have to like do this process. And that's what I've done. I'm supposed to speak for 12 minutes. I'm nervous up here, guys. So I hadn't been going to any organized religion church service or whatever for a long time when I first got sober. And I was about 6 months sober. I got introduced to Young People's AA. And I was flying down the highway on a Tuesday night to try to make it to Worcester Young People's in Worcester, Massachusetts. Awesome meeting. And I looked out the side of my car, and in like the distance, I saw this like cheesy Midwestern mega church where it said Life Song Church, right? And I was like, I'm going to go over there and like make fun of this place, right? And it's going to be like the Canadians on South Park where their heads just open up like this, you know what I mean? And they're going to be super friendly and stuff. So I looked up the service time. It's going 80 on the highway. And I said, Sunday, I'm going to go over there. So that Sunday, I rolled over there, pulled up. It was all brand new cars in the parking lot. I had a beater, brand newly sober, you know. Then I walk up, and it's like all brand new concrete and like contemporary Christian music. And like everybody's like, welcome, good morning, welcome, right? And meanwhile, I'm 6 months sober, miserable. I'm like, who are these people and what's happening? And so I walk in, and I'm like, this place is all about just the money. They're just trying to squeeze money out of you, everybody, right? And I walk in, and I look to the left, and there's like a cafe, right? And I'm like, sure enough, there's a Starbucks in this place. They're just trying to squeeze money out of me, right? So I like walk into this like dark auditorium with like chairs, and it's set up. And like this band comes out on stage and starts singing songs about like, no matter how far you run, I'll be with you. And Spirit, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, right? And here I am, 6 months sober. The scales of prejudice fell from my eyes. I cried like a baby. I was like, I'm rescued. I'm saved. I'm like exactly where I need to be, right? And then Pastor First Name walks out on stage. Pastor Dave, good morning, everybody, right? And so I'm still like leery, right? And so this pastor gives a sermon on about how a lot of people's lens that they look at God is like this master servant, like fear-based driven, like performance-based driven, punishment driven God, right? And like fear. And I think I had like grown up with that like mentality, right? And he talked about how when we change our glasses, when we get a different lens, when we get a different perspective about starting to look at God as a father figure, like the prayer we talk about in here a lot where it starts with our Father, right? When we start looking at that, it's this idea of like, well, what are your motives for pleasing your Father, right? It's like to make your Father proud. What are your Father's motives for like you and your life, right? That you would have some discipline so that you could be happy, joyous, and free, right? And like that's what I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous is like this little bit of discipline, right? The more discipline is like a horse I ride, right? The more disciplined I am, the freer I get, right? And the happier and the more joyous I get. And my mind was like blown. And I walked out of that place and I kept going back. And it's just been like this incredible journey. I don't think I would have stayed sober without doing Alcoholics Anonymous and going to some sort of church service. I don't think I would have been able to stay sober without like one or the other. They worked really well for me together, and they still do. All right, plenty of time. Hope I'm not boring you guys. Let me see. Talked about the fourth guy. Talked about the sushi. Talked about my first church service. Talked about the fundamental idea of God deep down in every man, woman, and child. Love that line. Talk some ish, right? It's a young people's panel. Hate to break to you guys. Not everybody in Alcoholics Anonymous has what I have. Not everybody here has the same disease that I have, right? I don't know if anybody's ever read, like, Dr. Bob's Nightmare, where it talks about, like, if your mind is closed off to like any spiritual ideas, or like you're just like slammed shut to the whole idea of like God or anything like that, like I feel bad for you. And it works for some people, right? It's my experience that like those people might not have what I have. I don't know. I kind of believe everything that's in that book because the book saved my life. It didn't just save my life. It gave me a life because I didn't have one when I got here. My name's Nate. I love you guys. Thanks.